Well, thanks to a cool, wet spring, here we are in May and still very little field activity, especially when it comes to planting. Some producers were thinking about doing some spring seeding of alfalfa. Still could do that, according to Dan Undersander. But again, that soil temperature will be a key.
Soil temperature is key. I would not recommend going too early. We are having a late spring, and if your soil temperature isn't up in the mid-40s, then we will see more fungal diseases. We'll see more disease problems as we're trying to get our stand established.
And when it comes to plenty of corn, Kevin Jarek says it's important to not only have the right soil temperature, but also moisture level.
We can get into the fields once the soil temps are in the upper 40s with some of the protective coatings we've got on the plants. The biggest thing is not to go in and mud that corn in. We saw fields last year that were planted earlier in the season where compaction was an issue, and those stands struggled all season long compared to stuff that, while it was planted outside of that May 15th window, still performed relatively well, given the fact that we caught some growing degrees at the end of the season that we didn't see at the beginning.
Well, when we have that farm equipment out this spring and into the fall, it'll be under the new implement of husbandry law. Stan Kazmarek was on an advisory committee dealing with that through the Farm Bureau. He said, on the whole, most in agriculture are pleased with the compromise.
But I think overall, you have to look at what the infrastructure is out there. We need roads to get our products to market. We need roads to get our inputs to the farm. If we wreck them roads, and obviously we're going to end up paying more in taxes, and we all know that nobody wants to pay any more taxes than what we really need, and that's the big thing. And then we already hear that there's shortfalls coming in the transportation budget, so where are we going to get this money from?
While we're looking for things to dry up, they're still looking for some precip in California. Even though they did get a couple of storms in April, it's still extremely dry.
You look at the overall numbers, California's coverage of extreme to exceptional drought, again, that's D3 to D4, rose from 69 to 77% during April. So we are heading into the dry season in those areas. No further improvement expected.
Well, the way things are trending, it looks like our April Class 3 price may be our high for the year. And what a high it was, coming in at $24.31 a hundredweight. That's up almost a dollar from March and $6.72 higher than year-ago levels. As far as our current Class 3 and dairy prices, they are faltering a little bit. Both blocks and barrels now down to $2.10 a pound. We've got May Class 3 still fairly strong at $22.90. June sits at $21.73 and July at $20.84. However, September is down to $19.90. Over on the Board of Trade, May corn lost 10¾ cents to 503¼ cents per bushel. September dropped 10¾ to 503½ cent. Huge losses for beans. May down over 57 cents to 1474. September dropped 29 cents to 1280¼ cents. And May wheat back below $7 at $6.99½ cents per bushel. Your livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 94 to 114. Most of slaughter cows, 80 to 93. Slaughter bulls, 98 to 123. Fed cattle, steady to firm. Choice beef steers and heifers top at 144. Holstein steers, 112 to 129. Replacement bull calves, 225 to 375. Heifer calves, $150 to $3. The barrels and gilts, 96 and down. Feeder lambs, 175 and down. And the market lambs, 155 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.